This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome, this is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. I beg you to remember this, not merely for my sake, but for yours. I happen temporarily to occupy this big White House. I am living witness that any one of your children may look to come here as my father's child has. This Lincoln spoke to the soldiers of the 166th Ohio Regiment as they passed through Washington City in the closing months of the war. Lincoln sees himself as the temporary occupant of the White House. The absence of arrogance here reveals the presence of humility. Lincoln comes to humility first by nature. It was his nature, even as a child. He refers to children twice in this brief speech to the soldiers. He wants them to be thinking forward to their children as he is remembering back to himself as a child. Lincoln is remembering his own childhood by a characteristic turn of phrase. He says, "Your children may look to come here as, quote, my father's child has." For a minute, you could turn your head and look around. Who is he talking about? Who is his father's child? Oh, I get it. It's him. He is his father's child. This self-reference is not direct, as we might make it. He does not say, in other words, your child could become president just like me. It's his poetic cloak of humility. He indirectly makes mention of himself. This is both sweet and wise, and it is Lincoln-esque. But what is humility, and what does it have to do with children and the child? We know that as a child, Lincoln showed humility in his nature. We have this remarkable observation from his stepmother saying that in all the years she was raising Abe, he never, ever uttered a cross or contrary word. So we see this cloaking of the self in a garment of sweetness. And we can see how all the rest of his nature comes tumbling out, his curiosity to know the world, his sympathy for animals, his tender awareness, his humor, all in his friendliness. Indeed, friendliness is the fruit of humility. One Lincoln observer writes that friendliness was to his emotions what curiosity was to his intellect, an engaging trait because it was his spontaneous language for expressing his respect for the dignity of the individual. And we see now how this trait becomes so important, not just to the boy child becoming a man, but to the citizen becoming the president. The dignity of the individual is the building block of democracy. Again, the importance of children, their humble status, is crucial here. In Lincoln's second inaugural address, perhaps the most significant state paper ever uttered, he has a difficult passage about the cause of the Civil War. It was slavery, he says. We all knew that, he says. And slavery needed to end and to be punished, he says. Is he making this up? No, he was nurtured in this idea from the Bible. From, for example, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 7, quote, "Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to the man by whom the offense cometh." That's a direct quote from Matthew and a direct quote from Lincoln in the second inaugural. Now, it's not only pretty strange to have a Bible quote like that in a presidential address, but it came to Lincoln as he wrote this speech, and we know this was a very hard idea about offenses, that passage is immediately framed in a very beautiful passage by Jesus. Jesus has just said to his disciples, who were arguing about who's going to be the greatest among them, not exactly an exercise in humility, "Be like a child. Unless you become like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of God." Quote, "Whoever humbles himself like this child," he's just called a child over to him, "he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And in case his disciples missed it, after he announces the woes unto those who sin for offenses and the judgments of hell, he immediately, Jesus does, returns to the presence of children, saying, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." So the better angels of our nature seem bound to this spirit of children and to childlike humility. Whether it was from Aesop's fables or the Bible or just his nature, this quality of humility lights Lincoln, as it can us, down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.